Aloha. My name is Stacey Aldridge, and I'm the State Librarian of the Hawaii State Public Library System. Thank you for taking time to stop by the Hawaii State Library and share some of your holiday with us. We're reading passages from our favorite books, books that bring up memories of our favorite holiday seasons. And for me, Alice in Wonderland is one of those. It's one of my favorite books, but also my grandmother gave me an Alice in Wonderland doll when I was little one Christmas. And I remember that being one of the best Christmases with family. Very good memories. So I'd like to share with you a passage from Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll from Chapter 1, Down the Rabbit Hole. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. Once or twice she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversation? So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking daisies, when suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing so very remarkable in that, nor did Alice think it was so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, oh dear, I shall be late." When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it all seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it, and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it, and burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it. And fortunately was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. In another moment, down went Alice after it, never once considering how in the world she was going to get out again. The rabbit hole went straight on like a tunnel for some way, and then dipped suddenly down, so suddenly that Alice had not a moment to think about it, stopping herself before she found herself falling down a very deep well. Either the well was very deep, or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time as she went down to look about her and to wonder what was going to happen next. First she tried to look down and make out what she was coming to, but it was so dark to see anything. Then she looked at the sides of the well and noticed that they were filled with cupboards and bookshelves. Here and there she saw maps and pictures hung upon pegs. She took down a jar from one of the shelves as she passed. It was labeled orange marmalade, but to her great disappointment, it was empty. She did not like to drop the jar for fear of killing somebody, so managed to put it into one of the cupboards as she fell past it. Well, thought Alice to herself, after such a fall off as this, I shall think nothing of tumbling downstairs. How brave they'll all think of me at home. Why, I wouldn't say anything about it, even if I fell off the top of a house. Which was very likely true. Down, down, down. Would the fall never come to an end? I wonder how many miles I've fallen this time, she said out loud. I must be getting somewhere near the center of the earth. Let me see. That would be 4,000 miles down, I think. For you see, Alice had learnt several things of this sort in her lessons in the schoolroom, and though this was not a very good opportunity for showing off her knowledge, as there was no one to listen to her, still it was good practice to say it over. Yes, that's about the right distance. But then I wonder what latitude or longitude I've got to. Alice had no idea what latitude was, or longitude either, but thought they were nice grand words to say. Presently she began again. I wonder if I shall fall right through the earth. How funny it'll seem to come out among the people that walk with their heads downward. The antipodes, I think. She was rather glad there was no one listening. This time, as it didn't sound at all the right word. But I shall have to ask them what the name of the country is, you know. Please, ma'am, is this New Zealand or Australia? And she tried to curtsy as she spoke. Fancy curtsying as you're falling through the air. Do you think you could manage it? And what an ignorant little girl she'll think of me for asking. No, it'll never do to ask. Perhaps I shall see it written up somewhere. down, down, down. There was nothing else to do, so Alice soon began talking again. "Dinah will miss me very much tonight, I should think." Dinah was the cat. "I hope they'll remember her saucer of milk at tea time." "Dinah, my dear, I wish you were down here with me. There are no mice in the air, I'm afraid, but you might catch a bat, and that's very like a mouse, you know." "But do cats eat bats, I wonder?" And here Alice began to get rather sleepy, and went on saying to herself in a dreamy sort of way, "Do cats eat bats? Do cats eat bats? And sometimes, do bats eat cats?" For you see, as she couldn't answer either question, it didn't matter much which way she put it. She felt that she was dozing off and had just begun to dream that she was walking hand in hand with Dinah and saying to her very earnestly, "Now, Dinah, tell me the truth. Did you ever eat a bat?" When suddenly, thump, thump, down she came upon a heap of sticks and dry leaves, and the fall was over. And that's just the beginning of Alice in Wonderland's adventures. And I invite you to visit the library and check out Alice in Wonderland, either the book or a movie. You can also download the ebook or audiobook from OverDrive from the library. There's so many different ways you can read this wonderful story. And we hope you'll come to the library and find not only what happens to Alice, but find other books that inspire you and bring warmth to your holiday season. Haole makahiki ho, and have a wonderful holiday season.